Governor Tony Evers has vetoed a bill that would have allowed public schools to release the names of students' parents and guardians in student directories. The governor vetoed the measure yesterday, citing privacy concerns. Joining us on this segment of the show, Republican State Representative Mark Bourne of Beaver Dam. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning.
Pleasure having you on the program. This was one of two bills that you and I have talked about on this program over the course of the last several months. The other would allow schools to notify certain students when they're prior to fire drills, correct? To let them know so they're not alarmed when the fire drill sounds. Students with certain disabilities, that so it doesn't alarm them. And the governor signed that bill, I think, didn't he?
Yes. Yes, he did. Yeah, those are two bills that we've talked about before, like you said, that came out of a Dodge County work group on school safety, just a couple of minor ideas that they had to improve things. Superintendents, school resource officers, local police departments, they've been meeting for several years with emergency management in Dodge County, doing a variety of things to make sure that our schools are safe. And I've sat in on some of their meetings, and these were two little ideas they had to kind of tweak the statutes. And so we worked them through the process, thought they made a lot of sense. And the directory data one, we were kind of surprised by the governor's veto. You know, we certainly talked about privacy concerns throughout the public hearing and the committee process. It's something that we thought about when we did the bill. But the way directory data works now, it's a list of things that are allowed to be released, and then the local school board decides what off that list they want to include in their data that's available. And then every year, parents have the ability to opt out and say, no, I don't want my kids' information released. So current law says, like, your kid's name, your kid's address, height and weight is of the kid is something that's common for athletics. That's part of that directory data. And we were just saying that the parent's name, along with the child's name that's already available, should also be available if schools wanted to make that available. And then it could be a local decision. So we were surprised when the governor's veto came out and said that he was, first of all, he was opposed to a mandate like this on local schools because he obviously didn't understand directory data in the bill because it's not a mandate. It's a list of what's allowed, and local schools decide what they use, so it's not a mandate. And then he cited these privacy concerns, and, you know, we understand people's concerns about privacy, certainly, and that's why the current law opt-out. If you have privacy concerns about directory data, the problem wasn't this bill and adding a couple of names. Your problem is directory data overall and current law, and, you know, if he wants to talk about that, I guess we'd be open to that, but it just doesn't make a lot of sense on why he decided to strike down this bill.
The opponents of this say it could lead to unintended consequences. Have they elaborated on what those unintended consequences if a student's parents' names are listed?
The only thing that the Democrats brought up in the committee process was, and they already asked me if I was doing this for school choice, because they thought that this was a way that school choice in Milwaukee would be able to market to parents of children in public schools to try to get them to come to private schools and do vouchers. And I just responded that I thought that was silly. I mean, current law allows the name and address of the child to be released, so you could market to the family of the child at that address just as well as you could market to the, in fact, in some ways,
you don't need the name. Yeah. You don't need the name.
You don't need the name of the parent to market to these children now in these schools in Milwaukee. So we had never thought of it till the Dems brought it up. We kind of laughed at it and said, that's silly. But that's the only thing I can think of, you know, that's really the only thing that was raised in the whole, committee process. The governor's office has never, reached out or asked any questions about the bill in any way. We just were informed with the rest of the world of the veto yesterday when he put out a two-paragraph statement on the veto.
I find it interesting, and we were talking off the air, the little pamphlets that came home with when our kids were in school, whether it was at the elementary level, the middle school, we'd get these little sheets, these little directories that the kids would bring home with them. And it would list the kids' names, and it wouldn't list the parents' names.
Yeah, because it's not allowed, right?
Because it's not allowed. And so when we'd have to contact for whatever reason, whether it was a parent-teacher meeting or who's going to bring what to that, or for some other event, maybe
even a birthday party or whatever.
Correct. Yeah, it was something like that, and it was like, what's that kid's parents' name again? We couldn't find. It was ridiculous. That was my thought at the time, and I couldn't figure out why they wouldn't list the parents' name on that. And now we know.
Well, this is why, and this is still why, because I think that I think sometimes people just look for reasons to be opposed to things rather than talking about what makes sense and if there's common sense involved in any of this. And so I think that that's unfortunate, but that's kind of where we're at. But it's good that the other bill moved forward and is law now for fire drills. And it was a good opportunity for some folks in Dodge County to work on some legislation and see where all the challenges are in the working through the legislative process.
All right. Interesting. All right. Republican State Representative Mark Bourne of Beaver Dam. Mark, we greatly appreciate you joining us on the program.
Yeah, thanks for having me.